Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
It's been...
Hey, everybody.
Wow, are we a BNL podcast now?
Oh, hey everybody, this is Carolyn.
And Karma.
And thank you for downloading another episode of the Heels and Heels podcast. Episode number 315? I think so.
We have this conversation every week and every week I completely forget. So
I think last week it was 314 because it was pie. But we didn't have pie, but we had cake.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And now it's 315.
Got you.
I think that could have been 2 weeks. No, it had to have been last week.
It was last week.
Who knows? Who cares? How are you doing?
Cool.
Cool. Are you better than last week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Samesies.
Oh, great.
Time heals some wounds.
Hmm.
Not like gashes.
Well, I mean technically.
But also like medicine and stitches help those wounds.
Yeah. Vaccinations.
Vaccinate your kids.
Yeah.
From two people without kids. But humans on the planet.
I mean, I would appreciate being vaccinated and also not getting measles.
Yeah. Like, 100%.
Like, if my parents hadn't vaccinated me, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I get this sick and I've been vaccinated.
Yeah.
I would have just died.
Yeah.
Like, the whole survival of the fittest would have taken over.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been dead at like 6.
Easy.
I wouldn't have made it.
Uh-uh.
Oh, Karma, what are you obsessed with this week?
I guess what I'm obsessed with is theme parks because I've been to Universal and Disneyland this week.
Nice.
What a week.
What a time. Week.
Yeah. Roller coasters. Baked goods. Merchandise.
Love it.
All of it.
Is the new parking structure open?
No. You can't park in it yet.
Okay.
But the bottom is open and it's where the security is and where the tram is now.
Oh, okay. So they just shifted that over.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Have you been to Star Wars Land since it opened to the masses?
Yeah, we went today.
Really?
It was fine. Everything was fine.
And getting in wasn't an issue and it wasn't like super overcrowded?
No.
For real?
The whole park. The longest line was like 60 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
Considering it's summer.
Yeah. Most rides were like 30 to 45 minutes.
And I feel like this was the first day in kind of a long time that we had like a really nice, bright, sunshiny day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like warm and it's like, oh, summer has arrived.
Yeah.
Because we've had some like serious June gloom.
Yeah.
Where it's just been sad and gray.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Honestly, I thrive on sad gray days.
I do not.
I know.
That's why I think my spirit energy channelingness might be fire.
Maybe.
It might actually be that I need to, but how will I accomplish that? I hate fire.
Well, I don't think fire so much as like vitamin D. So like just being in like a bright ray of sun or like maybe being in front of a bonfire or like a warm.
The smell of bonfire upsets me deeply.
I don't like getting it in my hair and like on my clothes.
Because it's in your hair. You can shower and it's still in your hair.
Yeah.
And it's gross.
Maybe being in front of just like a warm tea kettle.
Oh, settle your tea kettle.
Yeah.
Okay. That's an option.
Maybe just leaping headfirst into an actual fire.
Maybe just putting on the like burning fire that they have on Netflix just on my TV and just watching it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Wow. Okay. What did I say my obsession was? Did I say anything?
No.
I didn't. I don't know. My brain, I don't. Wizards Unite.
She goes hard. Everything.
I do, which is funny because I took a BuzzFeed quiz yesterday that told me like you either go real hard on something or you don't do it at all and you need balance in your life. And I was like, fuck you, BuzzFeed. I'm aware.
Yeah. You're like, wow, it's me. It's me. DDP. I get
100%.
It. 100%.
So I like Oh, cute. Oh, but it's got the baby unicorn.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not great. So I've been playing Wizards Unite. I'm also obsessed with CBS programming.
Oh, you love it.
I love a good CBS programming. We're playing Big Brother Fantasy.
I think, can I just say, though, how dumb it is that there's no app for Big Brother Fantasy and you have to, like, go to this
to
weird
the website
and there's no, like, notifications or anything.
No, you just have to remember to go.
Yeah. And I don't know if you do anything week to week or what. I just drafted and that's that.
One of my people, you can trade people.
Okay.
But you can't trade them after they've been evicted, obviously.
Right.
So one of my people's already been evicted, so.
Yeah, but he might come back.
He might. I 100% think there's got to be some, like, battle back situation.
Yeah.
Because Julie Chen was like, you've been evicted for now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So we're doing one of those.
Yeah.
Which, I'm not here for it.
Okay.
Not on week one. Sorry, bro.
Bye.
Bye. I did really like him, though, but, like, sorry.
They probably keep it in their back pocket in case it's not the token old guy who goes home first.
Sure.
If it's token old guy, they're like, bye.
I was shocked token old guy was the first one out of that, like, battle back thing.
Mm-hmm. Woo, 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 woo.
Oh,
do you have him? I see
producer,
him.
Producer drafted token old guy in his fantasy team.
And he's got square face.
There were three people I really wanted. I wanted the square face, first of all. Number one priority had to get square face. So I was very happy I had this number two pick.
There is a man that's just very fit and his head is perfectly square. So that's who square face is.
And then I really wanted the old man that always goes home first because that's hilarious to me. Because there's always an old man every season and every year he goes home first. Unless he's
like,
creepy
why
mob
even
man,
come on the show?
Because people are afraid they're going to get offed if they vote off the mob
guy.
Yeah,
remember Kevin the mob mm-hmm. man?
And I really wanted the Asian chick because she looked like she was going to be an awful human being. And that also makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I got really like the all-star team. And
yeah.
I'm winning. So
he is winning. So
I did something right.
He figured it out.
Wow.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Karma, what can you eat an eggplant?
You know what? Really? On a human level,
oh,
grinds my gears.
Tell me.
So you go to the store. You go to the grocery store or Target or Walmart or wherever you are.
Yeah.
And you're in the parking lot and you're pulling into a parking space. And there is, right smack dab in the middle, a shopping cart. Don't leave your shopping carts
dicks.
In the middle of a parking spot. Walk your little ass 10 feet to the cart return station.
Yeah.
Instead of leaving your cart in the middle. And I know people are like, no, I always push it up to the forward to the top of the parking spot. That's not good enough because cars are big and they need the parking spot for cars, not for your little shopping cart.
And if you're going to leave your little shopping cart, at least like prop it up on the like planter box
or
something so
it
won't roll away.
Yeah, because that's always what happens. And then you've got carts in the middle of the parking lot and it's like, there's a cart return station
for a reason, you lazy motherfucker.
Don't be lazy.
Yeah.
Don't be lazy. Don't be inconsiderate. Don't be selfish.
Yeah.
You don't want a cart parked in the middle of your parking spot when you're parking, do you?
do you?
So take your freaking cart back to where you found it. Like, I don't know why that's hard. There's 50,000 cart returns, or there's usually a cart attendant that you can just hand it to, or you can just walk it back to the front of the store.
Just be a decent human. That's what you're asking for is human decency.
It's a big ask.
And we don't have a lot of that.
No.
There's very minimal
human
decency.
It's true. It's damn true.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
It is. Like, I always walk my cart back. I don't know why it's so hard. And you know what people are going to say? Oh, I had a baby or a kid or something.
I don't give a fuck.
Tell your kid to go do it then. It can walk.
And you can leave your kid in a closed car for a few minutes. They're fine.
30 seconds?
It's literally 30 seconds.
Power walk, Nancy. Let's go.
Yeah, jog. Do a little jog.
Come on. Put your cart back.
Yes. I agree on all levels. You know what can eat an eggplant? When people try to micromanage you.
Oh no.
when like people are just like out of the equation for most of the time, and then all of a sudden they feel like they need to look over things that you did. Like, send me copies of all those so I can review it.
And you're like,
I'm like, you don't need that.
You're like, you should have reviewed it 7 weeks ago. Now your review is,
or if you wanted it done a certain way, do it your fucking self.
Yeah.
Do your job. So that can eat an eggplant. Also, you know, when you go to like a restaurant and you have like a really good meal and you're like, that was fucking delicious. And then like 2.5, 2, 3 hours later, you get this like in your stomach and you're like,
yeah,
no. And then you're like, oh no. Am I going to throw up or am I going to shit my pants or are both going to happen? Did I get food poisoning? And then everything's terrible for the next 8 to 12 hours.
Did you get food poisoning?
I got food something. Was that it, I was like, end? Ill.
Both ends? One end?
Only one end.
Okay.
Thankfully.
Yeah. I mean, because I can deal with some diarrhea. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Everyone can deal with some diarrhea. But like, it's like when it's food related bad, it's like painful. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's painful. It's nonstop. Sweating. You can't eat anything else because you're I was so nauseous I couldn't eat anything else.
What did you eat? Put them on blast.
Umami burger.
Oh,
it was umami burger. Don't know what happened, but you're supposed to be like all natural and great and delicious, except for you gave me the shits.
Here's the thing, here's what I've noticed lately with burger places like that.
Yeah.
Like the ones that are, we use fresh meat or high quality beef. I feel like
we bougie.
I feel like my body is so used to processed garbage that when I maybe. Do eat something fresh, I always get either like the farts or the shits. Maybe not to that length, like maybe not a full blown like I'm ill.
It was,
but I definitely am like, I'm a toot tootin'. You know what I mean? Like, I can't. I've learned that I cannot go eat the habit on my lunch break for work because I will come back to work and immediately start farting every 2 minutes.
Oh. Yeah, that's an after work.
Yeah, that's like, yeah.
Dinner. And yeah. Then you go home and you deal yeah. with it at home.
Yeah.
I've had umami burger before and it was very good and I was very fine and everything was okay. Mm-hmm. And I literally ordered the same thing this time that I ordered last time because mm-hmm. I'm a creature of habit and I don't like new things. I should see a therapist. Mm-hmm. I need to see a therapist about a lot of things. I need to go back to therapy, but you know what I'm doing instead? I'm going to see Mary Beth, but... whatever. She's my psychic.
Yeah.
So I ordered the exact same thing and then it was not fine. And I was like ill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where like I didn't even want to wear pants because any sort of pressure in my middle of my body mm-hmm. was uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It was really shitty, no pun intended.
Wow.
So like restaurants, like handle your food properly.
Yeah.
And don't make me sick.
Yeah.
Cause it's rude.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And
rude.
It ruined my whole night.
Oh.
I actually had things I needed to do and I was like, I cannot.
Cause yeah,
I can't. I'm so sorry.
I need to be on a toilet.
Yeah. No, I had like an appointment, like people I had to meet with and see. And I was literally like, I can't. I'm sorry.
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
Not well.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh well. That's fine. I'm better now.
Shit happens. Am I
shit
right?
Shit happens. And I'll probably eat an umami burger again because I'm hot garbage.
Yeah.
And I probably lost like 3 pounds. So
yeah.
There's that too. It was just like a cleanse.
Truly.
I've like come back around. I'm like, it's not that bad. It's fine.
Yeah.
Cleaning it out.
Yeah.
It's time for new flavors of old favorites.
Bum-ba-da-bum-ba-bum.
Wow. We are in for a doozy tonight.
A treat. A true treat. So these are...
Producer, do you want to explain them since you acquired them?
They're imported.
So, yeah. Thankfully, across the street from where I work, which happens to be next to university, they have a big Asian clientele. So they're like, you know what? Let's open an import shop. And I believe it's like China, Japan and South Korea, but it could be more, could be less. But these are Chinese Lay's. And what is the exact naming on that flavor again?
So the exact naming is Italian red meat flavor.
Italian red meat.
Everyone's favorite red meat, Italian.
Yeah. So it's really just looks like a bowl of spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is what meat, it looks
meat
like.
Sauce. It looks like a bowl of meat sauce.
A chunky meat sauce, which...
Like, do they... Do people just eat bowls of meat sauce in China?
I can't open it.
It's I mean,
a different
yeah,
bag.
Maybe that's Italian food in China?
Maybe.
Just bowls of...
I don't know.
Of spaghetti sauce?
No.
Ooh. It doesn't... No. It doesn't...
Doesn't smell like anything?
Kinda. I'm going to take a couple chips because I feel like I might need a few.
Oh, they're red. Oh, they're very red.
Yeah, the bag makes them look like they are not red. Weird.
Oh,
that's weird because I just expected them to be red. Like, that didn't surprise me at all.
It tastes like ramen beef seasoning. It's very subtle. Mostly tastes like
super subtle.
Chip.
Just tastes like potato chip.
Yeah, a very, very subtle. Like, a bit of, like, little bit of, like, pizza sauce. Little bit of, like, I'm getting a little bit of tomato sauce.
I'm getting like nothing.
I get beef ramen seasoning flavor. So I guess I get like the meat, like the saltiness. They're fine. I mean, they don't really taste like anything.
That's like almost disappointing that they aren't something.
Yeah. Now I'm getting the beef ramen flavoring a little bit too.
I mean, they're fine.
They taste good. I like them, but they mostly just taste like Lay's.
I like them, too, because they taste kind of like nothing.
Yeah, like a hint of a flavor, but you can't quite put your finger on it.
It's like the LaCroix of Lay's.
I mean, fuck. I don't even know how to rate that because...
I'd give it a 5 because it doesn't taste
nothing.
Bad.
It doesn't taste bad.
I'd give it like a 3 because it is not what it says it is.
But yeah, it's not what it says it is.
I would give it a 6 just because I like them and would probably buy and eat those again. But it is not what it says it is. Mm-mm. But also, we don't know what to expect when...
There's a picture of fucking...
Yeah.
Pasta sauce on the front of it. That's what it should taste like.
Yeah, I guess. I believe
there's
it, but how
there's
does
a,
that how
a sprig does, of that, basil.
How does that pasta sauce taste in China?
I like meat and a sauce.
We assume.
What would you think it tastes like a potato?
I don't know what
it tastes like. This tastes like a potato. And I'm thinking that
maybe,
this sauce does not taste like a
maybe
potato.
Maybe Italian seasonings are very subtle in China. I don't know.
I think China is known for their subtle seasoning.
Maybe with Italian food, it's weird. I don't know. Everyone has different cultures. I don't know.
Yeah, come on, Carolyn.
I know, you bitch.
They're fine. To me, they're like a straight 5. Like, they're fine. Yeah. I don't think they taste bad, but they aren't what they say they are.
Yeah, they should probably be a 5, but I like them, so I'm going to give them a 6. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like we can't argue that this might be what it tastes like. No. There's nowhere anywhere... that it tastes like a potato because that's all this tastes like. So
I see.
I definitely
must get more flavor than you because
I'm definitely
taste more than just a Lay, but it's subtle. But it tastes more than just potatoes.
I like all the right. texture of the Lay too.
Yeah,
they feel like thinner and
they feel thinner. They're not as greasy.
They're
not as greasy. I'll bump it up to a 4 because it's not as greasy.
Yeah. So like I like just the chip under it too. So I mean, I would try.
I would eat the rest of this bag because it just tastes like regular chips.
And I would try other flavors because now I trust it.
you're not as scared.
So yeah, I think it might be a little bit for actually the summer is actually a pretty good time for new flavors, like American new flavors. But I think I'll still like every Wednesday or Thursday pop into that shop and check out something new. Cool. I saw for sure they had different flavors of Kit Kats, which is something we've always had recommended to us, but never makes its way over here or is really expensive to import. But decent prices for the stuff that they had there. So
cool. Wow. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. Also shout out to listener friend of the show, Maddie.
Yeah.
Who assisted in purchasing.
She did see those on the shelf
in acquiring these.
Yes.
4 new flavors of old favorites.
Yes.
I spoke with her this afternoon and she wanted a specific shout out because she's also a messy bitch who loves the attention just like us.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
So, Maddie is our token phone a millennial when we need to talk to a millennial about what millennial things are. Mm-hmm. We call her.
Yeah.
So, So maybe those can make their way back to the workplace so she can try those.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. News. apparently Eric Bischoff and Paul Heyman are the executive directors of Raw and SmackDown.
What is that? First of all, what does that mean? Like, what does that job entail? Like, what are their duties?
Direct.
Executively.
I believe it gives them some creative control backstage as far as...
Is like, this a backstage, like, legit thing? Or is this a, like, front of the camera, I'm the executive director, so I'm doing this?
I think it might
this.
Be both.
Oh.
Because Sports Illustrated wouldn't have broken the story if it was just they're bringing in Eric Bischoff to play the on-screen GM.
Would they?
No, I don't
no.
think they would.
Sports Illustrated, they have some respect.
But they're breaking the news that they're being told.
Well, that's...
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
They're being fed this information.
Sure.
So they're going to break whatever they're told to break.
But the way that they made it sound is they will have pull backstage. They'll have, you know, creative visions seen on TV in theory. And I would assume since WWE is making a big deal out of it, you would see them on TV as well.
All right.
It also could be entirely backstage, but...
It would be weird... Excuse me. It would be weird for them to announce something that's going to be purely backstage.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't make any sense to me. That's why I think that this is going to be some like nonsense that he just keeps bringing out Brock.
Yeah, basically. That's what I was going to say. So like, he just, LOL Brock wins is what's happening.
Or this is a way to kind of start to write off Brock.
Maybe.
That they're like, okay, we're going to transition Paul Heyman into being this executive director. So he has to give people like... fair opportunities, and then he maybe gravitates towards other people, and then bye bye Brock.
Yeah, right. Can't get rid of that motherfucker.
You never know. He might die.
We're all gonna die.
People die every day.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
What other news do we have? I don't know. I just saw that on Twitter, and I was like, "What? Why?" And then I haven't watched any wrestling because I don't watch the wrestling. Oh. News from Suit Williams. He, our man on the street, he is blaming me for the Baron Corbin push because allegedly Vince McMahon is continuing to push Baron Corbin because he's so sexy.
That is to me the funniest damn thing. Like, out of all the sexy,
there's some
pieces of ass.
There are some sexy boys in that locker room that,
and
he was
like,
you know, Baron, who's the sexiest? Baron Corbin.
Yeah, that.
Bitch.
I'm just like, okay, Baron Corbin's like maybe a 4 on like a good day.
I think Baron Corbin is a solid 7.
I'll give you 5.5.
I understand that my strange attraction to Baron Corbin makes no sense.
Okay, but even say he's in Carolyn's mind a 7, there's still like Drew McIntyre, Finn Balor,
Apollo Crews,
like pretty much most people on the cruiserweights, like
yeah, basically
all of the cruiserweights. Ricochet, I mean, you know, they're getting, some of them are getting pushes in their own way, but not
sure.
I mean, Baron Corbin got a title shot. You know what I
sure.
mean? Like,
how and why?
Because he's so sexy.
He's
I
so
guess.
Sexy.
I just thought that was so.
That's
funny.
So weird. And I will not apologize for who I choose to be attracted to.
I'm not saying
it
apologize.
It is what it is. No, I mean,
but like,
Suit's mad at me.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of reasons to be mad at you also.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It doesn't need to be just that.
So many reasons to be mad at me,
yeah.
Like, all the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's totally fair. And I
yeah.
support him and I support you. But,
thank
like,
you.
I just think Vince McMahon is so clearly out of touch.
I mean, he's the wrong person to push.
Yeah.
100% he's the wrong person to push. There's, like, so many other better options.
Yeah.
But, like, also, I am still attracted to him. And I think that's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay that I'm attracted to him. It's not okay that he's getting a push. It's not my fault.
It's not.
And I don't know how many other people share in that opinion. I feel like...
But that is cute?
Yeah.
Like, maybe at least 17%?
No, people. 17 people
yeah.
are like, yeah, he's a good-looking guy. Wow, we are the 0.0001%. whatever.
Yeah, no.
Whatever, I don't care.
No, you shouldn't. You don't need to. You don't need other people. They also posted these really cute throwback pictures on WWE.com. Like,
cute.
All these, like, what they used to look like in their old gear and, like, what their old gear now is. And it's really kind of cute. Like, look at Drew McIntyre.
What? What? Give that to me.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What a glow up.
Truly. That's what
Holy I'm... Holy crap. How old was he in this picture?
I think he was like 30.
Please no. forward me that photo.
No. He looks like very young. Like 20.
I don't know.
Look at him.
I know.
Look at his like face.
I know.
He still has like weird baby fat. Did he have like...
man surgery?
He had to have. Like, look at his eyes.
A little Botox.
There's something there. Like, his eyes shape is, like, completely different.
Yeah.
I don't even believe that that's the same person. Lies. Lies. <Yeah. sighs> That's cute. Look at them go.
Yeah. Look at them go.
They're doing it. They're thriving. Everyone's thriving. Mm-hmm. 30, flirty, and thriving.
Yep, absolutely.
It's one of my favorite movies. I could watch it at any time, in any mood.
Yeah?
Yeah, 13 going on 30?
Yeah, it's a classic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so WWE posted pictures. Last week was the pay-per-view, right? It was Stomping Grounds? Grounds? Plural? Singular?
I don't know. It happened.
It happened. Ricochet won... the U.S. title?
Mm-hmm.
So good for him. Congratulations. Becky and Lacey were sloppy. I just saw a clip of...
We all saw the
a
clip.
A mess. Mm-hmm. Of a mess. But, like, you know, things happen. And Lacey sucks. And let's see. That's all I know that happened on that show. Because obviously I didn't watch it.
Last Friday, after we had put out our episode, the news broke that... Carmella and
Corey Graves Corey confirmed. Graves.
Yep, made it official.
Carmella confirmed it on her Instagram.
I don't. I mean, whatever.
I mean, is he an upgrade from Big Cass? Yes.
Yes.
Almost anyone would have been.
Yeah.
But is he a great option?
Is he 30, flirty, and thriving?
I don't think so.
No.
I think he's 30, flirty, and messy.
But you know, I feel like the pickings in the locker room are maybe a little slim right now.
Maybe don't pick in the locker room.
Well, but I think they pick in the locker room because they just constantly need to rub each other.
They just need, so, like, a body on body contact.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, we can't have someone at home, we need someone,
we need
on
someone
the road.
Here,
yeah,
with us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess I see how that could happen.
Yeah, but if you really think about it, I think a lot of, at least the on-screen talent, they're either married
or in relationships.
Yeah.
True.
So I think it's Slim Pickens, and I think
she picked.
What she picked.
She made a choice.
Yeah.
A choice was made.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, take it slow is all I'm saying.
Yes. Please don't rush.
Yeah.
Just have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Rub bodies.
Yeah. Rub bodies all you want.
Yeah.
But, like, take it slow.
Rub bodies as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, don't marry the guy.
Yeah.
For a minute.
At least.
Yeah. Did you, okay, any other things happen? No. I feel like something else happened on Friday. I'm like, God damn Friday news. Things always come out on Friday. And I'm like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
We missed it. But I don't remember what it was. So I guess I don't care. Did you listen to the Bellas podcast this week?
Always.
I listen to it like the minute it comes out.
Yeah.
What was this about? One take selfies.
Yeah.
Where they're going to just post the first selfie they take rather than taking like 30 selfies mm-hmm. and then picking the best one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
You do you.
Yeah.
Like, the whole messaging is like, you don't need to be perfect on social media. Like, post the real you. But, like, if the real you is sneezing in a photo, like, you don't need to post it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see it as, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't care.
I don't know. There's a lot of like no makeup selfies happening right now and like one take selfies. And I'm like, okay.
Sure.
I look like this all the time. I don't ever post selfies. So maybe that's me. I'm like, I don't care about you or your selfies.
Probably.
Because I don't take them on my own.
Yeah.
Because I know I would need to take like 20 before I'd be satisfied. I'm like, yeah. Who has the time?
Not me.
Not me. Not me. I mean, God bless everyone. Do you. Don't take social media so serious. It's not that important. And no one cares.
Yeah.
There's that other weird thing that I've been working on recently where I'm like, no one cares.
No one. Trust
me. So like, don't worry about it because no one cares.
Mm-mm.
I got really upset with a coworker recently because I thought she was throwing shade, but it was actually that she didn't care.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I was very angry for like 12 solid hours.
Yeah.
Like ragefully angry.
I've been there.
And then I'm like, oh, that was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You just wasted 12 hours of your time. Just remember, no one fucking cares.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, cool. So I'm. In you, as you so eloquently put in a text message recently, mm-hmm. It might be TikTok therapy o'clock. And I'm like, yeah, I think you're right. I'm just feeling a lot of intense emotions all the time.
Yeah.
One way or another, mm-hmm. The emotion is intense. There's not just like, it's a normal day.
I live for a normal day.
Oh, I need a normal day. I also need like sleep and a day off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I almost had a day off and then I booked myself for something like an idiot.
Yeah.
But I want money.
Money's great too.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is I'm like, there's prospect of money and I want it. Give me the money.
Yeah.
All right. Enough about that. Any other news? Oh no, we need to talk about the Bella's podcast. One take selfies. Nikki's like, I love Napa and I love being around Artem, but we're no labels.
But she also like casually was like, yeah, we went to Napa for his birthday, we fucked. I'm like, oh, we did it, Nikki, you don't need to tell us.
She was like, it was his birthday, so obviously we made love.
Yeah, I was like, we know.
We're like, yeah, you went on vacation
and
you were with a person.
Yeah.
We
know. You don't need to like tell us.
We're aware.
I just thought it was so funny that she was like, obviously we fucked.
And Bree's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see on her Instagram that they're starting to dance again together?
Yeah.
What do you think that's for?
I don't know. He said he has like a thing. Is he like starting a
dance company?
Or YouTube channel?
Ooh. I don't know. She looked, I mean, it was very heavily filtered, so you couldn't super see. You could just see like silhouettes. Mm-hmm. But the silhouettes looked good.
Yeah.
She's looking good. She looks connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. I'm interested to see them dance together now that they're like fucking on a regular basis and how their dancing is different from when she was fucking John Cena and just I fucking Artem.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I mean, to be fair, Artem, like 2017 Artem, when she was with him on Dancing with the Stars,
he's blown up.
Yeah. No, that's not it. I was not like, okay.
That's not 2019.
He's basic. Yeah.
Like, what was that hair?
Yeah. We like, don't know.
What are you doing?
I still don't know to this day.
No,
but
2019 no
glow up Artem.
Whoo.
Yeah.
He can get it.
Yeah.
Yes. Bella Brains this week was geometry.
Oh. Mm-mm. Not my strong suit.
No, mine either. But Nikki clearly won. And then, because Daniel Bryan basically gave Brie the answer to the first question, which was, what's a shape with five sides?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing she said was hexagon.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said like monogon, or she said something like
crazy.
And she's like, he's like, it does end in a gon and it starts with a P.
Yeah.
And you're like, and she's like, oh, pentagon.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's not fair because he just asked Nikki, what's a shape with five sides? And she said pentagon. So like,
and she knew
she should whatever. Yeah. But it went to a tie, and then the tiebreaker, Brie won, and I'm like, well, that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was geometry, and I'm not really that great at geometry either.
Me neither.
But, producer, did you put together...
I have the same spot from... I got the questions from last week.
What did we decide to call this?
Heelheads.
Heelheads. Heelheads. Heelheads. Heelheads.
Hate it so much.
Well, what would you? What would
do
you?
What do you want to call it?
I don't know.
Do you want to call it Bella Brains? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. So we have this. We also have
heads. Heads.
We could also do Fight Fest picks.
We want to do both.
Okay. Well, I know, but like, and then we also have Baddest Bitch of the Week. So how do you want to order those?
Oh, you're saying like formatting of the show?
Yes.
Live on air.
Yeah.
Here we
live
go.
Live on air. Very Let's do Baddest Bitch, I guess, first. No, can we just move Baddest Bitch to like the end of the episode?
Sure.
We can talk about like reality TV and other things since sure. we're of not course. Super watching wrestling. Like, yeah. I feel like we can't assign a Baddest Bitch yet.
Okay.
Great. So let's do Heelheads or do we want to talk about reality TV first?
Let's just do Heelheads. We already talked about
Okay,
it.
Heelheads.
Heelheads. Heelheads. Heelheads.
It was also worth the options I gave you, but that's fine.
Oh. We made up our own options.
All right. Karma won last week in our first of a best of five series. Carolyn, I need a number 1 through 4, and then you're going to step out of the room.
Oh, God. 3.
Okay.
All right. I'm stepping out of the room and I'm scared.
Okay.
All right, Mai.
The category number 3 is geography.
Oh.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay.
Okay, these are 5th grade questions in geography.
Woo, okay.
What is the main language spoken in the Canadian province of Quebec?
French?
Correct.
Woo.
Which country is both an island and a continent?
Australia?
Correct.
Woo.
What is the name of the sea bordered by Europe to the north and North Africa to the south?
The Atlantic?
No.
I heard a sigh, and I don't need that sort of... The Mediterranean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give it to you.
Oh, we don't do Bell Brain rules?
No, no.
Where we just keep guessing until we stumble upon a right answer?
No, I'll give you guys like 2 guesses each. That seems all right.
I feel like if the first person got 2 guesses, then the second person can get 2
yeah,
guesses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then maybe we'll make it stricter next week. All right. The mountain range that includes Mount Everest is called?
I want to say it's like Kilimanjaro or something like that.
No, that is also another mountain.
Damn.
You want one more guess? You have any idea?
The mountain range?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, it's the Himalayas.
Oh, poop.
And then the imaginary lines traversing the globe from pole to pole are called?
The equator?
No.
I feel like a Bella. I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, but they're on every globe you ever see.
No, I know, but like the longitude, latitude?
Yes, but in this case, it would be the latitudes.
Well, I said latitude.
It's not those.
Damn.
They're the meridians.
Oh, God. Okay, I would never.
All right. So how do we... Drag Carolyn in here. I forgot.
Carolyn!
We'll send him. So you got 3 out of 5. Not
okay.
bad. Do we tell? I also forgot if we told Carolyn.
What, no, I think it was a secret.
Okay.
She just.
You should have opened the door. I mean, I appreciate that. That's probably polite, but it wasn't like I was going to get naked while I was waiting.
Okay.
Honestly, with you, you never know.
You never know.
All right, so.
oh, I'm scared.
I kind of gave Karma 2 guesses for everything.
Okay.
So if you want to, you know, blurt out your first thought and then have a second real answer, that's fine.
Okay.
But that's where I'm cutting you off. Okay. So, first question of five.
Oh, five?
Yeah, that's what we did last week.
We did?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What is the main language spoken in the Canadian province of Quebec?
French?
Yes.
Everything seems like a trick, right? You're like,
Just easy fifth grade questions.
Wait, wasn't this geometry?
No, this is geography.
Oh, I thought you said geometry. I'm like, really? We're doing... Okay. Geography. Oh, that's even worse.
All right.
No.
Which country is both an island and a continent?
Australia.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
What is the name of the sea bordered by Europe to the north and North Africa to the south?
Oh, no. No. Okay. Baltic?
No. South of Europe, north of Africa.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just thinking of like oceans that are not the Pacific or the Atlantic.
Well, it's a sea, so.
The sea. Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Oh, yay!
The mountain range that includes Mount Everest is called?
Oh, I don't have anything to drink. Mount Everest is in... Oh, God. This gives me so much anxiety.
Yeah.
Because I don't know
like
geography. Because I don't know geography, like, at all. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm going to say... The Rockies.
Okay.
Not the Rockies.
Which is very wrong.
Yes.
And I don't know any other mountains. The big mountains.
Yep.
I don't know this one at all. I can't even guess.
The Himalayas.
Cool.
All right.
That's where the salt comes from. I don't know if that's real.
It's
but
not.
That's...
All right, and last question. The imaginary lines traversing the globe from pole to pole are called?
They're called... longitude lines.
They are not.
Yeah! High five. they're called baselines.
They are not.
That's incorrect.
One of them is prime. They're the meridians.
Oh. Like I've never heard that word before.
I have, but I would have never guessed it.
So you guys got the exact same questions right. You also both needed two guesses to get the Mediterranean.
Yay!
So you very much so mind-melded on that one. But that does mean...
But we also mind-melded with longitude lines, which is not a thing.
Well, you know.
So we need another tiebreaker.
Yeah.
We
need another tiebreaker. So, Karma, since you're up in the overall score, I'm going to... 1 through 5 out of the fourth grade questions, and it's Jeopardy style. First to buzz in.
Thank you.
Before the end of the question,
thank you for clarifying.
You can buzz in.
Do we want to say yell a word? Do we each get to? I'm going to yell like.
I'm just going to go ding, 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 ding.
Beep, 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 beep.
All right. Perfect. Dings and beeps. We got it. All right. Karma, 1 through 5.
2.
Perfect. That's the one I wanted you to say.
Damn it.
Is it geography related as well?
It is also geography related, yes.
Oh, fuck.
How many kingdoms are part of the United Kingdom?
Beep, 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 beep.
Yep.
7.
That is incorrect.
I don't know.
Does it get thrown to me now?
It does get thrown to you. If you get it wrong, we'll go to another tiebreaker.
3?
So close. 4.
I literally just guessed a number because I was like, I want to guess a number before Carmen guesses a number.
Damn it.
They are England, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and Wales.
Sure.
All right. One through sure. four. Carolyn, give me a number one through four.
Four.
What is the southernmost continent called?
Beep, beep, beep. Yep. Antarctica.
That's correct. You've won geography.
Yay! I was almost like, that's a trick question. What is the southernmost? I'm like, no, it's Antarctica.
So we're tied 1-1.
We did it.
And next week we'll have our next category.
Wow.
The level of anxiety
stressful.
That I got with these games is too much.
It's like, wow, I really don't want to sound like an idiot, but I kind of can't help myself.
What did you guess for the mountain ranges?
The Kilimanjaro. Which is, I think, mountain. A mountain.
It is a mountain. Mount Kilimanjaro.
But
it's in Africa.
Yeah.
So it's not close to Mount Everest.
Well, I guessed another mountain.
You did.
I mean,
Carolyn
I don't
guessed a mountain range, but on the opposite side of the
globe. A very wrong one. The only mountain ranges I could think of were the Rockies and the Appalachian Mountains. I'm like, no. But those are the only ranges I can think of.
You know, listen, I feel like my answers still were
fine.
Fine.
Yeah. I like that we got the same ones right and the same ones wrong.
Yeah.
That's
so it's not
on
just
brand.
One person, like, we're both equally dumb.
Yeah.
We're the same kind of dumb.
We got 60%, which is still a D. But yeah. Passing.
Yeah.
We still, right? Like, you can still pass with Ds.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I didn't get Ds.
Yeah.
I studied and did homework, and that's basically all you have to do to get an A.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So, Lord. Okay, well...
Yeah.
Namaste. Himalaya. And Himalayan mountains?
Yep.
Like Himalayan salt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does it come from the Himalayan mountains?
I think they claim that it does.
Yeah. Like they claim.
Like, is there like a pure Himalayan salt that comes from the Himalayan
probably,
mountains?
Yes.
Is it pink?
I don't know.
No.
Probably not.
Probably just salt. Just like the same salt anywhere else. Salt is salt. It's a chemical compound. Like, salt is salt. It's all the same.
No, but I think, like, Himalayan salt is better for you.
I think it's the same.
I mean, I think real Himalayan salt, not, like, fakesies.
Okay.
Like, well, I have fakesies.
Yeah.
Do we want to do our Fyter Fest picks real quick?
Sure.
Okay. So, this weekend, it's the second kind of pay-per-view-ish thing for AEW.
The
I've
Rockies.
Got the pre-show matches listed here, too. Do we want to do those as well?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Why not?
All right. So first up on the pre-show, a hardcore match.
What time does this start?
5 o'clock, I believe,
cool,
on
cool,
Saturday.
Cool, cool, cool. 5 p.m. Pacific.
Yep.
Cool.
First up, we have Michael Nakazawa versus Alex Jabaley. I believe Alex Jabaley, this is a hardcore match. I think Alex Jabaley is the guy who's running the fighting game tournament that this is running in conjunction with. So I don't believe he's an actual wrestler. So this should be interesting.
I'll take Alex for 100, Alex.
Karma?
I'm going to take Michael.
We will have difficulty pronouncing their last names. We're just going to go first names.
Got it.
All right. Next up, people you've heard of. We've got Kylie Rae versus Leva Bates.
Karma. Kylie Rae. Oh, sorry.
Kylie
Rae.
And the final match of the pre-show, this is for a first round bye in the tag team title tournament. It is the Best Friends, Chuck Taylor and Trent Beretta versus SoCal Uncensored, Scorpio Sky and Frankie Kazarian versus Private Party, Isaiah Cassidy and Mark Quinn. Best Friends, SoCal Uncensored, Private Party. Carolyn, you're up first.
I'm going to say SoCal Uncensored.
I'm going to say Best Friends.
Best friend.
All right. Rip. Next up, we have Cody versus Darby Allin. Karma, you can go first.
Here's the thing. It's Cody.
It's basically the authority.
It's basically the authority. And it's like, do I say, well, Cody's going to win because he's the authority, or do I give him the benefit of the doubt that he's not going to book himself to win every month? So I'm going to pick Cody.
I'm going to pick Cody as well. I don't think he's going to book himself to win every month, but I think he's going to book himself to win most months.
Okay, fair, fair.
All right, next up is the triple threat women's match. Yuka Sasaki versus Riho versus Nyla Rose. Carrie, you're first.
Nyla Rose.
No.
You can pick her, too. We'll pick other different things on other things.
I don't know. Maybe I go... I think I'm going to go Riho.
Okay. Next up is a singles match. It's Christopher Daniels versus Seema. Karma.
Christopher Daniels. I don't know.
The other one.
This is fun for us.
We're learning new things.
All the guys that you've heard of are in the last three matches.
Yeah, okay.
Christopher Daniels sounds like a shitty sitcom boyfriend.
Oh my God. Yeah, like he's got spiky frosted tips.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He absolutely does.
He 100% does. And he plays like lacrosse.
Oh. Yeah. He wears polo shirts. Yeah.
Doubled up with popped collars. Yeah, no, he's a dick.
Yeah, got it.
Are you also taking Christopher Daniels?
No, I said the other one.
Okay, I didn't hear you say that. Okay, next up we have, as of right now, it is just a regular four-way match, but it is Adam Page versus Jimmy Havoc versus Jungle Boy versus MJF. Ooh. Carolyn.
Jimmy Havoc. Jimmy fucking Havoc.
Karma.
I like all of that whole situation.
Yeah, this is probably the match I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah. I'm going to go...
Jungle Boy?
I want to, but I'm not.
Go Jungle Boy.
I love him, but I think I'm going to go Adam Page.
All right. And then next up is now officially an unsanctioned match.
Oh, shoot.
That there's no rules. They're going to kill each other.
No rules.
John Moxley's going to kill Joey Janela. It's John Moxley versus Joey Janela. Karma.
John Moxley.
And Carolyn.
John Moxley.
Yeah. All right. And then our last
match. Tom Bosley. John Moxley.
Our final match of the night. Six-man tag team match. It is the Elite, Kenny Omega, Matt and Nick Jackson, the Young Bucks, versus the Laredo Kid and the Lucha Brothers, Pentagon Jr. and Rey Fénix. Carolyn.
The Lucha Brothers and the other guy.
I'm going to go the Young Bucks and Omega.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart. But I'm just like thinking, like, are they going to book all of themselves to win again?
Karma thinks so.
Karma thinks so.
Yeah. It's a free. It's free.
It is free.
It's free. Yeah.
It's free.
So?
So they're going to be like, look at us.
We're so cool.
Yeah.
We book ourselves to win everything.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how things get booked when they've got like six matches a week rather than six matches a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's going to be fun.
That's going to be fun. I'm excited to watch it. Mm-hmm. It'll be something to do. I'm going to get high and watch wrestling.
You love that.
It's my fave.
Mm-hmm. It's made WrestleMania much more bearable.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. It was also a decent WrestleMania.
It was a good WrestleMania.
It's a good WrestleMania to go out on, we found.
True. Yeah. Turns out it was solid because it seems like WWE is just getting more and more nuts.
They're crazy.
They're out of control.
And we're still doing loser of the Pick'ems eats a bean.
Oh, yeah.
What you think I was gonna say? You got really worried for a second, and then relieved when I said a bean.
I'm very tired. Okay. My brain is very tired, and for some reason, I thought that you were gonna say loser of heel heads.
Oh.
Eats a bean. I'm like, loser doesn't do anything. Winner gets cookies.
Yeah.
Why can't we just do winner gets things rather than loser?
Winner gets to not eat a bean.
Yeah. Winner gets to not eat a bean.
All right. It's fine. The beans aren't that bad.
You might get one of the good flavors.
I might. Like baby wipes. It's not bad.
Or like the actual good ones.
Praise baby wipes.
actual good flavor.
But we're like, ooh, we hope for that baby wipe.
No, I'm just hoping
Not like lemon lime or anything normal.
Hoping that if I get a shitty one, that it's like...
Give me that grass.
It's like grass or baby wipe.
Right.
Not like skunk or barf.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Are the ones that we still have even good? I feel like they're like very old.
It's a bean. It's just sugar and flavor.
That's true. I know. I've just had a run in with food recently.
It's just a bean.
It's just a bean. One bean won't do anything. Mm-mm. I can handle a bean.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck. Let's get into it. What do you want to talk about first?
Da, 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 da. Amazing Race.
Amazing Race. Okay. So there we are. It's the Amazing Race finale last night. They're flying back to Detroit, Michigan, which is Tyler and Corey's hometown-ish. I mean, they're familiar with it. They're from Michigan. And like, what
Nicole else? Nicole and Victor are gone.
Nicole and Victor, they're gone. Bye-bye. Sorry. You tried. A for effort, but like,
yeah.
Adios.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the Afghanimals, Tyler and Corey, Colin and Christy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I just really don't want the Afghanimals to win because I think they're dicks.
Yeah.
But the other two, I mean, obviously I want Tyler and Corey to win, but I'm not mad at Colin and Christy.
Yeah, yeah.
Afghanimals, they take an early lead.
Yeah, and you're like sweating.
Like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times in these finals,
yeah, it's...
or finales, whoever takes the early lead kind of maintains that lead.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ah, fuck. So they take like a fairly substantial early lead. And then this motherfucker can't get a locker combination open.
That they give you step-by-step instructions on how to open this. Like, it's
like
a safe.
It's a big giant bank safe. So it is complex.
But it
gives you the instructions. You just have to read them properly.
Yeah. So that put them like at least 30 minutes behind, if not more.
I think it put them like more than an hour behind. Because there was a point where he was just sitting on the floor.
Yeah, not doing anything.
And Tyler, and at that point, if the timeline is correct, Tyler and Corey and Colin and Christy were already two full challenges ahead.
Yeah.
So they were significantly ahead. So I'm like, hey, Afghanimals, you fucking dicks. So... they were behind, so they're out of it. So now it's really just between Colin and Christy and Tyler and Corey. And Tyler and Corey have the lead for most of it. And then the second to last challenge, they fell a little bit behind. And then on the last challenge, they fell a little bit more behind. And they came in second place.
Yeah, that was I felt
disappointed.
Like it ended so suddenly. And like the last challenges, while they were like, more complex or more difficult or whatever, or maybe more strictly graded.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I feel like the last part of the race is like a big like maze or puzzle or...
Normally, it's a puzzle or a trivia or like some sort of...
Something to do with like all the last stops they made. Like,
yes.
You know, who came in seventh on the 11th pit stop or whatever.
Yeah, there's normally more... mental type games at the end that there was none of.
Yeah.
They had to put together a drum kit.
Yeah.
And it had to be perfect. And there was an example put together, but they weren't allowed to touch it, which is what I think really fucked Tyler and Corey because they really essentially just had a cymbal tightened too tight.
Yeah.
And because it wasn't loose enough, they weren't able to move on.
Yeah.
And that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Because they weren't able to feel the other thing to see how loose it was.
Yeah.
So that sucks for them. And it made me sad for them.
Yeah.
But I'm like okay for Colin and Christy.
Yeah.
They seem like decent people.
Yeah.
He seems like a hothead, but she balances him and he listens to her.
Yeah.
And that's important for people who have like that tendency to go hothead to like be able to take a credit like some gentle criticism and like calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was just like, you need to breathe through this and take a minute because this is not okay. And he was like, you know what, you're right. And I'm like, okay,
yeah,
that's a healthy relationship. I appreciate this. So like, I don't know, I was happy for Tyler and Corey to make it that far. I hope they come back for a third time and win. But I think they're delightful and they were really sweet and they're best friends and I love them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
How far do you think we would make it on the Amazing Race?
I don't think we'd even make it to the first pit stop.
For real? You think we would get eliminated out in the first pit stop?
No, we wouldn't even make it to the pit stop. We would pass out on the way there.
I think we'd be okay. There's some running, but there's not like aggressive running. Thank you. There's like, and it's not every, like there's some running, but it's never like, it's rare that they're running more than like 100 yards.
Yeah, but like,
we could run 100 yards if we were training to go on the Amazing Race.
Yeah, but we would have to train. Sure. And then we'd still wouldn't be as fit, we would still, as
like,
other people.
We would be slow.
Yeah.
We would be slower. Yeah. But we could still, like, I think feel like we'd be pretty decent at puzzles.
Yeah.
And those kinds of things and reading instructions and
stuff.
I think we'd make it through the first.
Okay.
But I don't know that we would make it much past, like, leg, like, 3 or 4.
Okay, that's fair.
I think we should try. Let's try. Let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Let's send in an application.
Let's just send an episode of this.
This is who we are.
Yeah.
We eat weird foods from weird countries we're already in.
Yeah.
Not that it's a weird country, but we eat strange foods.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of things, talents.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly involving video games. For you,
mm-hmm.
and watching multiple episodes of TV for me.
Yeah.
We're sometimes good at puzzles.
Yeah, I like a puzzle. I don't like physical activity.
Sweating. I hate traveling.
I hate traveling. Hate it.
Hate being on airplanes. Uh-huh. Hate getting into weird taxis with people. Mm-hmm. Hate driving just mm-hmm. in general.
Yeah.
So like I hate a lot of the things pertaining to the actual travel.
Mm-hmm. But I'll like jump off a cliff or
hell
whatever.
Hell yeah.
I'd do that.
Let's jump off a cliff. Let's rappel down the side of a building. Yeah.
That I'm cool with.
Parasail.
The worst part would be like the constant travel and planes and not being able to communicate.
Right. I do terribly on lacks of sleep.
Absolutely.
So like the whole like departure at 3:45 thing, I'll be a real grumpy goose about.
Yeah.
But like that's good TV, right?
Yeah.
We'll be like the evil bitches,
the survivor bitches
that everyone hated.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just be them.
Yeah, whatever.
You need one of them every season.
You do.
Let it be us.
Yeah.
Or people will like us because we'll be relatable. The people on the couch watching the show, they're us.
Yeah.
We're the relatable girls.
That's right.
We'll be like, where's McDonald's?
Yeah, I want to try McDonald's on every country I
want
to go
try
to.
The McDonald's everywhere.
Yeah.
Let us live.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. It's been decided.
Yeah.
We'll just take that clip and we'll send it to Amazing Race.
Okay.
Be like, we're the girls for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Clearly. I like that it's not very long.
No.
It's like 4 weeks.
If that. I think it's like 22 days or something like that.
Like we could take off of life for 22 days.
Yeah. That's not a big deal.
I was so confused at why he was whispering on the last leg when he was like, okay, you made it. I'm like, why are you whispering? And then it's because people that are around will spoil who's making it.
And
I was like, oh, that makes sense. There's a lot of people. You don't want people going to be like, oh, these are the last three.
Yeah.
Which means they're probably having other motherfuckers run the race for fakesies.
Maybe.
Having other people just like.
Just there.
There and running and playing. Because that would be fun to like play with
but
no
like,
pressure.
Without the pressure. Yeah.
With no pressure of it at all.
Because you can't send them home, right? Because then everyone will know. So you either have to sequester them or...
You either sequester them or you have them travel to all the places and just run all the races like 2 hours after everybody else.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
That would be
to
fun.
Do all the things but just not
have
to like worry about coming in first
or
being eliminated.
Yeah.
See, look, we could still travel the world, maybe, if that's how it works. We don't know that that's how it works.
We just made that up.
We 100% made it up. But again, like, if he's whispering, you made it, you didn't make it, like, people around will still see who made it and
first,
who didn't.
Yeah.
So, like, that doesn't
right.
work.
Right.
Wowzers. Okay. And then the other CBS programming, the premiere of Big Brother. Okay. Season 21.
So we are in our fantasy Big Brother league. Do we want to share who our team is?
Yes. Absolutely. Give me a minute to pull up our weird page we have to go to.
Yeah, well, I already know. My team is Jack, aka Aquaman, Ovi.
I'm so mad you got Aquaman.
I know.
He's Aquaman.
Ovi, Tommy, who did really well in the first HOH comp, and Catherine, because it was the last pick and I wanted a girl and she was the girl that was left. So
I don't remember all the names of the people that I drafted, but I have Christy. I have David, who was eliminated. Mm-hmm. So nailed it. I have Nicole, and I have the other guy, the basic white guy that I don't remember his name, but he is a child therapist. And I was like, that's sweet.
Yes. I literally, that guy whose name I also cannot recall, he was featured at one point because he was in the alliance, right, with Jack and Jackson. And they were like, oh, let's make an alliance with the girls and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, who? I literally, as I'm sitting
literally,
there watching
who
it,
who are you?
I was like, who the fuck is this guy? I have never seen him. I don't remember his video package. I can at least remember the other people, like, oh, yeah, that was, she did this or she had the boutique or whatever. And that guy, I was like, who is he? I have never heard of him. I had to literally look him up, and then I was like, oh, he's a child therapist guy. Oh, okay. But he is so basic and so forgettable.
Okay, so I joined another league because I'm just like, let's join all the leagues. Yeah. And it's still drafting, which I don't know how that's possible since it already started.
Yeah.
But it was just my turn to draft, and it's my third pick. I didn't draft the other ones, it auto drafted because I didn't realize I actually got into this league, so I have like two girls that I didn't want. Aquaman was available with Sam Smith and the old man, and so I just drafted Aquaman.
Just a random league. Oh, that's weird.
But like, how did no one pick,
especially since the show already started?
I don't understand.
And they've seen like kind of how they play already.
Yeah, I still don't know what this guy's name is because I can't find it anywhere. In theory, it should be somewhere, but like, what? I don't. He's that basic, you guys.
Yeah.
His name is nowhere.
And I can't recall. And it's not. He's the child therapist guy.
He seems like he has a sweet, gentle soul.
Yeah.
Associate producer picked all the girls, and producer picked, as previously stated, squarehead, old man, Asian bitch.
Mm-hmm.
The best possible team.
And Sam Smith.
Because
you had to pick someone.
He was the last person to be drafted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had the first pick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to take him.
Yeah. Sure.
But like, you know what? He's going to do great because he, Mr. Irrelevant, you know, sometimes he surprises some people. So
his personality is that he drives a truck and has a culturally appropriated tattoo.
What's his tattoo?
It's like a tribal thing.
Oh, bro. You're like a white dude from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. He's like, I hang my arm out the truck window and I look so cool. I'm like, you do not.
That is not what that is.
Yeah.
You know what's the most annoying is that I took notes on who all these people are, and I just, it's in the other room, so
why
I can't
take notes when like the internet takes notes for you?
Because I like to have my own thoughts, not the internet thoughts.
Okay.
So like I'll put my own opinion on the people that I've generated from their 5 minutes. I didn't take notes on this episode. I took notes when they did their like reveal thing.
Oh, got you. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, okay. So the first episode, they're like, all right, you need to elect a camp director. The camp director will be safe for the first week, but they're going to impact the game or some bullshit. So everyone's sitting around. They're like, does anyone want to volunteer? And like old man stands up. He's like, yeah, I'm the old man. Old men always go out first. So I'd like to secure my week.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a couple other people stood up. David, the plus size model whose name I can't remember, and Squarehead.
Mm-hmm.
Squarehead starts campaigning fucking hard. Mm-hmm. And everyone fell for it, which I think is interesting. That good. Everyone was like, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, Squarehead, let's do this.
Good looking people get away with so much just by being good looking. And first of all, I don't even think Squarehead is that good looking.
I don't. I think he fucking looks like a serial killer. He looks honestly
absolutely nuts.
He's like Ted Bundy attractive, where yeah. he's like good looking, but he has crazy eyes that yeah. I'm like, no, you probably murder people.
And his head is square.
And his head is perfectly square.
But he is linked with Aquaman, who is crazy hot. So yeah. I would also be like, okay, Squarehead, whatever. Let me get to Aquaman.
Do I get to hang out with Aquaman? Yeah. I'll do whatever you need me to yeah. do to hang out with Aquaman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also he's a white man, which like we won't even get into like that whole situation.
He's got a leg up. So,
and I was so mad that people fell for it. I'm like, really? You're going to fall for
you're falling for this guy?
The young, hot, white guy.
What's
like,
wrong
really?
With you?
Do you not realize this is how we get into trouble,
and,
you guys?
And there's more women than men this season, right? Mm-hmm. So, like,
well, when all the girls
it all started with, like, okay, let's all girls get together and mm-hmm. let's vote Jess in. She's yeah. the plus size model. She wants it. Let's do it. I think she'll be diplomatic.
Yeah.
And then, like, girl power, let's do this.
And then 2 minutes later.
And 2 minutes later, fucking like, Squarehead's like, hey, pretty thing. And they're like, hey.
Yeah.
It's
even
so
nerd
frustrating.
Girl, even the little skinny nerd girl fell for it. I'm like, little skinny nerd girl.
You know better
not,
than this.
You're not his type.
You know better.
I'm sorry, little skinny nerd girl.
But little skinny nerd girl also is after Aquaman.
Well, who
not
isn't?
Squarehead. No one's after Squarehead. Everyone's just like, well, Squarehead's real close with Aquaman, so if I'm close with Squarehead, I can get to Aquaman. Literally every girl in the, yeah. like, first impression yeah. confessional diary room thing, they're all like, holy smokes.
Yeah.
Aquaman.
Obviously.
Little skinny Nicole nerd girl was like, I will literally drown myself if he will rescue me.
Yeah. Same. But... little
we get it
Nicole, but, I'm sorry,
but then align with Aquaman. Yeah. Don't align with Squarehead.
Yeah.
Squarehead will murder you in your sleep.
Yeah.
Have you looked at his eyes?
And his square head.
It's just a recipe for disaster. Mm-hmm. So fucking Squarehead wins. Poor Jess is like, wait, girls, we all said girl power, you were putting me in the fuck.
Yeah.
And then Squarehead's like, so basically they're like, Squarehead, okay, now you need to nominate 4 people to be banished.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh no, shoot, what am I gonna do? He's like, I'm going to banish anyone else who wanted power.
Yeah.
And I was like,
no, this is how we get into trouble, fucking patriarchy.
So
fucking
he's like
white,
he's like, oh,
patriarchy.
Old man, you wanted this position, you're banished. Jess, you wanted this position, you're banished. David, you wanted this position, you're banished.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, it's like, wow. You couldn't just banish the people who, like, didn't talk to you or had nothing to do with anything.
And I hate to point out the obvious. He did banish the 2 black people on yeah. the show. And I'm like, yo.
Mm-hmm.
And he had really no good reason to banish Keisha?
Kiva.
Kimmy?
Kimmy? Kemi? I think it's Kemi.
Kemi? He had no good reason to banish her. He was just like, felt like it.
Yeah. Well, and then
so
I just, yeah.
Woof.
It's a, and then he tried to act like all sad about it. Like, I didn't ask
I'm
for
so
all this
sorry.
Power. I feel
mean,
really guilty.
I didn't mean to get all this
I didn't
power.
Want all this blood on my hands.
Oh, fuck you, Squarehead. This is exactly what you wanted.
I
you
hate
love blood on your hands.
Squarehead. He loves it.
He loves
I hate
it.
Squarehead. He
hate-
can fuck right off.
Squarehead's the worst.
But he's gonna be there all summer. I just know it.
You can
he
feel
has
it.
Squarehead.
He's gonna bone one of the girls, mm-hmm. and then whatever. So Squarehead sends them. So when they're being banished, the creepiest thing happened. A person in a squirrel costume, mm-hmm. full adult sized squirrel, came in with a giant Santa sack. And put it over the person and then drug their body out in the sack.
Yeah. I'm like, this is unnecessary.
Is fucking morbid and creepy
yeah.
and weird.
Yeah.
So the 4 people had to compete in this challenge. Whoever lost that got, like, evicted from the house mm-hmm. immediately. The first person to get through the challenge was old man.
Yeah.
And then it was Kemi. And then it was Jess. So David got evicted. So
yeah.
bye. Yeah. But Julie's like, you've been evicted for now.
Yeah, there'll be something.
So he'll come back. But yeah, so Squarehead sucks. And then they did the HOH the next night. And it was like, hold on to this spinning thing while we spit fluid at you.
Mm-hmm. And classic Big Brother comp.
Classic. And always like week one comp. Yeah. Like that's always what they do the first week. They're like, hold on, and it's gonna get wet. And Christy, my mystic earth girl, won.
Yeah.
Her and Tommy have decided, like, we got each other's back, but we're not going to let anyone know that we know each other. Oh, by the way, there's two people in there that know each other. Christy used to date Tommy's relative.
A relative. They haven't exactly disclosed,
like,
who.
What it was, but, like, it's a relative. And so, and apparently their breakup, which is fairly recent, was messy.
Yeah.
So, like, they're both.
Oh, my God. What if it was Tommy's mom? Because remember, she said it was with an older woman.
So it might be Tommy's mom.
I would live for that drama.
That would be amazing. Well, and Tommy's like in the diary room, like, okay, family, listen, it will benefit me to work with her. Please don't be mad. Please understand that it's important that I work with her because it gives me opportunity.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think anyone would be mad at someone in that situation. It's not like they asked for it. It's not like they have the option. What are they going to do? Blow up their own game?
Yeah.
To tell people to try to get her out? Like, doesn't make sense. Plus, Christy seems dope.
Yeah.
And she did so much better on that comp than I thought she would. Mm-hmm. I was shocked at how, like, actually quickly some people fell.
Yeah.
So.
Some people just can't handle getting all wet. You know what I mean?
They don't. Yeah. They can't handle the slippery slidiness. Mm-mm. Of holding on to a big, thick cylinder thing and just getting all wet.
Exactly.
Anyways, it's going to be a good summer.
It's going to be great.
Big Brother live feeds are on now. I have not watched any of them because Big Brother led into Amazing Race. And that was too... Right? Or the other way around? No, that led into Amazing Race, and that was 2 hours, and I had to get up very early this morning, so I went to bed, so I did not watch live feeds, because that would have kept me awake.
They would have just been asleep by then anyway.
Better bet your ass I'm watching it tonight. They never go to sleep that early. They're always awake until, like, 1. Wow. Because, like, what else do you got to do?
Well, yeah.
And they sleep until, like, 10 or 11.
Yeah.
I think they actually have to get up at 10.
Yeah,
I think they like turn on all the lights and are like, get out of bed. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
But then people are always sleeping during the day. It's like, what are the rules? Like, you could nap, but you can't still be asleep.
Yeah. And actually, I think to a certain extent, they frown upon napping because they want you like
doing stuff
for the live feed. Yeah.
Yeah. They want things happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be watching live feeds. I'll keep everyone apprised of the situation. Who do you think Christy is going to nominate?
Because she's in that alliance with Squarehead and all of them.
Yeah.
They're probably going to convince her to nominate, I would imagine, Jess and probably Old Man. Because Old Man's safe. And
then. Yeah. No one's going to get mad at him nominating the Old Man. His name is Cliff, I believe.
Yeah. Old Man. Old Man Cliff.
Old Man Cliff and plus size Jess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so predictable.
Yeah.
And annoying. I don't know that she'll nominate Jess.
But if she's in the alliance and the alliance is like,
this is what you should do.
Mm-hmm. What's she going to do? Go against the people who just said they're going to protect her and then they're going to come after her.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You don't want to win HOH that early. No. You don't want power that early.
Because you haven't seen everyone playing their cards yet. So it's like, you don't know who to trust, who not to trust.
You want to kind of lay low for a minute.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
But there's not another episode till Sunday.
No.
Ugh.
I know.
It's rude.
Yeah.
It's okay. Wow. Well, there it is. Jonas Brothers news.
Well, they're all
it's
in.
It's happening.
They're all in France.
They're all in France. The wedding is occurring.
Yeah.
It is upon us.
Yeah.
Last week, Dr. Drew was like only one. Not Dr. Drew. Dr. Phil was only like the only 1 week left. So he spoiled it on social media by commenting that. they're a week away from their wedding.
Well, but everyone knew it was happening. They're all in France. So, I mean.
But people may have been a little bit more like incognito.
Yeah.
Like everyone's very like publicly like, we're in France.
Yeah.
Everything's great. Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And they may not have been that aggressive had it not already been like all over everywhere.
Listen,
that like people are getting,
here's
getting married.
Some advice. Don't be friends with Dr. Phil.
I think he's a fine guy. He's just old. He's an old man. So he made an old man mistake. That's a thing like a grandpa would do.
Yeah.
A grandpa Again, would do that without thinking that like there's repercussions.
I stand by my point. Don't be friends with Dr. Phil or any old white man.
We can't just write off all old white men.
Already have.
Yeah.
You're an old white man.
Exactly.
I'm a middle-aged white man.
You will be an old white man.
Yeah, but by then, when old white men will be cool, obviously. No, I know my time will come, and I understand that. But as for right now, I'm not an
We're
old
writing-
white man.
Okay, fine. But like, okay, fine. I agree. You are not an old white man. But like, you can't write off all
yes,
old
I can.
White men.
Yes, I can.
What about like your gramps?
He can go. Him off, I wrote him off 20 years ago.
He can go. What's the age cutoff that we're like, okay, you're officially an old white man. You don't count. Over the age of
60.
I was going to say 55.
Okay.
If you can get cheap coffee at McDonald's.
If you purposefully are like, hi, I'm 55 in one day and I want my McDonald's discount.
Yeah.
Well, you're if you do that, if you're not that, if you don't like realize that that's even a thing,
I'd say
then
60.
I say 65.
Okay.
65.
So you have to be eligible to retire.
Correct.
Wow.
That is an official old white man.
I feel like you split the difference. You say 60.
But if he's like, I need to see your manager and I'm 55 and one day old, give me my cheap coffee,
yeah,
then he counts.
He gets promoted.
He's grandfathered in to
yeah.
old man status.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. I guess we're writing off. Can I just write off like old men? No.
No.
It's old white men.
Yeah.
Sorry, old white men.
Sorry.
It's been your time.
Really.
It's been your time for a long time. It's,
yeah.
Your time is up.
It's, yeah.
Time is up.
You're done.
You're done. Wow. Okay. What else? I think it's time for Baddest Bitch.
Ooh, Baddest Bitch.
Okay. Wow. So we have like Big Brother. We have The Amazing Race. We have wrestling, I suppose.
We have Jonas Brothers.
We have Jonas Brothers. Sophie Turner. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many options. Who would you like to nominate for Baddest Bitch?
I feel like I don't do this anymore, so I don't know. But I guess I could nominate... I don't know. I guess I nominate... I guess I nominate the city of Paris, France.
Okay.
For They're having all the powers of all the Jonas family in one spot.
Yeah.
A wedding.
Wizards unite, am
like
I right?
Like, that's a very powerful moment.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that the overall city of Paris is...
Will improve.
Is thriving.
Yes, yes, yes. Lots of thriving today.
We're thriving.
Everyone, 30, flirty, and thriving.
Yeah.
How old are you? 28?
27?
Seven? Sorry, my bad.
It's okay. I don't care.
I didn't think that fast.
I also forget my own age most of the time.
I forget my own age on a regular basis.
Yeah, and then you remember and you're like, ooh, damn.
Yeah.
I'm not 21 anymore.
Like, sometimes I will say I'm, like, 3 years younger than I am.
And you're like,
normally just 2 years. I'm always like, I'm 30. And I'm like, you're not. You're 32.
Yeah. And you're like, oops.
Yeah.
Silly me.
And I don't do it like that. I'm just like, God, you need help.
You do need help.
You need help.
Yeah, you do.
You don't remember these things.
You do need
Why
help.
Why do you not remember?
Someone is not 30, flirty, and thriving.
No, I'm not. I'm 30. Never mind. I'm stopping that. I thought of something that I was like, you literally can't say that out loud. Oh, God. Okay. 30, squirty, and barely surviving.
She did it. I love it. Yes.
I was like, what goes with flirty.
I would have said dirty, but like, you do you. Like, I'm proud.
Dirty would have been much more appropriate. But
I'm squirty. So, listen, I'm happy for you.
Nasty. Don't give the clip to to the Amazing Race people.
Oh no, yeah.
Stop listening.
Yeah.
Okay, who do I want to give a baddest bitch to? Jesus, Carolyn. This is why when something's in my head, I just have to say it.
Yeah.
Like, after a while I have to say it or it like drives me crazy, so it just had to come out. That is a lot. You know what's worse? What's like terrible? The word squirt. Like, you know how people have an issue with like moist?
Yeah.
Like, squirt's not cute.
Squirt's not great.
It's bad.
It's, yeah. It's rough.
It's
rough.
Bad. Baddest bitch. I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to give it to Nikki Bella.
Oh.
In a strange turn of events.
Because she is 30 squirty and thriving.
She is. And she is like back in dancing. And living her best life. She seems like she's very happy. Like, mm-hmm. The happiest I've seen her in a long time. So, like, get it, you bad bitch.
I love that.
Nikki Bella.
She is.
Producer, do you want to nominate someone? I think we're just going to give it to everyone we nominate now.
Okay.
The baddest bitch trifecta. Trifecta.
I don't know how relevant it is this week, but in my life, she became impactful this week. I'm going to go with Lizzo. I finally, this was going to be one of my hot dogs, but I finally listened to Cause I Love You, her album from earlier this year, this week, and I'm obsessed with it. So she's great, and she would be my nomination for this week.
Lizzo is baddest bitch five ever.
Yeah.
Love it.
I love her.
Amazing.
She did just do, what was it, BET
Awards?
Oh,
yeah, she did the BET Awards this weekend. Huh? Yeah. All right, sure. Yeah, for that performance, the BET Awards that I did not watch, but probably saw gifs of.
Yeah.
Baddest bitch of the week.
Yeah.
Awesome. Love it. Hot dog cannon! Pew, 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 pew! Get your hot dogs here, right into your face.
Wow.
Ooh. Appreciation hot dog.
You know what I want to appreciate?
Tell me.
A good classic.
Oh.
Grilled cheese sandwich.
I almost said grilled cheese sandwich just ahead of you, and I didn't. Mind meld. I was thinking about a grilled cheese sandwich today, because I had one at this place. It was across the street from where I was, like, a long time ago, and I was trying to convince everyone to go there, and they were like, no. I'm like, fine.
Oh my god, we just went to The Hat.
Ooh!
And they have a grilled cheese that is
yum.
And it was so good. Yum, yum. And num, like num. $3 or something stupid.
Something ridiculous. This is just the world we live in now. It's like, you want a turkey sandwich? That'll be $14, please.
Exactly. Grilled cheese, $3. Okay. Yeah. So anyway. Not all of us go to Mendocino Farms for our turkey sandwiches, but still.
It's a good sandwich. But still. Even if you go to, like, Witch.
Yeah.
Once you, like, add your avocado.
It's like $11.
It's like $11.
Yeah. It's true. So.
Sandoozles, they're expensive.
A great grilled cheese. It was delicious. It was amazing. It was great.
What a delight.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good grilled cheese. Mm-hmm. Appreciation hot dog to Pop TV.
Oh, yeah.
That just renewed One Day at a Time, that was canceled on Netflix. So season 4 coming to Pop TV.
And I assume going to Netflix eventually after?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Or Hulu at the very least. Yeah. Like, it's going somewhere. But that is interesting that you say that, because Netflix does get Pop TV stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what, like, Schitt's Creek is from Pop TV. So they are a funnel for Pop TV. So they canceled it, but it'll probably subsequently end up there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
But I'm into it. I'm glad somebody rescued it.
Me too.
Any other appreciation hot dogs? Mm-mm. I'd like to appreciate Cuties.
Mm.
The little, like, tangerine delights. I love them.
You know what I appreciate is they're easy to peel. Because you want a big orange, but I'm not peeling that bitch.
Well, and a big orange, they're squirty.
They are.
Don't like how, like, an orange is always just, like, all over the place.
Squirting in your face.
Yes.
You're like, this is not the time nor the place.
I cannot handle a squirt in the face right now. But Cuties, squirt free.
When you need to be squirt free, they come in clutch.
They come in clutch.
Yeah.
I hate the word squirt so much. I don't like that I've said it so many times.
Well, then why did you even come up with it, Miss Squirty?
Because now we can't.
You're the one
whose
brain
stop.
Was like, ooh, what rhymes with flirty? How about squirty? Like, there's so many other words you could have gone to.
I know, and I don't, I can't explain my brain.
Girthy.
Girthy?
Better? Better?
Girthy? And barely surviving?
Better or worse than squirty, though?
Worse. Worse. Well, I don't know. Yeah. If someone's like, that girl, she squirty, or that girl, she girthy? They're both bad.
They're not great.
I like dirty. I don't know why I didn't go dirty.
Yeah, that's like the most obvious one to me. Unless you...
Wow. I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't like oranges, though. And I hate...
We're back on the oranges.
Hard shift back. I hate an orange.
No, I get that.
They're too big.
Difficult.
They're difficult.
Yeah,
they're girthy. Girthy. I can't. Fuck oranges. Yeah. Disappointment dog. Oranges.
Oranges.
Just in general.
Yeah, no. They're a lot. They're a lot.
Oh, Lord. Oh, fuck. I'm wearing makeup.
You played yourself.
You played yourself. Oh, Lord. Okay. Stop wiping your eyes, you dumb bitch. Okay. Any other disappointment dogs? Mm-mm. Producer, disappointment dog?
Appreciation hot dog for how much I'm enjoying Elder Scrolls Online. Disappointment dog for how much I'm putting my time into that game.
Listen, you're gonna put your time into something.
Yeah, that's true.
Could be worse.
Could be worse. Also,
could be drugs.
Also drugs, but that's okay.
Bitch is on a roll today. Also,
I'm out of control.
Mario Maker 2 comes out, so I'm gonna be putting my time.
That's out in like 8 minutes.
I'm gonna be putting my time into Mario Maker.
I love it.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Cool. I don't know. Disappointment dog to buildings with no air conditioning.
Word.
Appreciation hot dog. Air conditioning. All right. Anything else? We're good? Mm-hmm. Good, good, good. All right. It's time for Kumquat Corner.
We're in the corner of the Kumquats today.
Hey. All right. I think we literally have one Kumquat Corner.
I'm proud of them.
Question. Let me just make sure we don't have anything from earlier in the week that we haven't already addressed. No, I think we're good. Never mind. We're good. This comes from Eric Miller at Mildog 311. Is Nikki Cross's t-shirt supposed to be an homage to all that, or is it just the greatest coincidence ever? # Kumquat Corner. I don't know what this looks like. I'm hoping Karma's looking it up right now.
Yeah, girl.
Thank you.
I think that they're just not... I don't think it's an homage. I don't think it was purposeful, but I also think they're not super creative, and that's, you know... I don't know. I don't really think it was done on purpose.
I absolutely do not think it was done on purpose, and I don't like it.
Like, I think they might have purposefully ripped it off, but I don't think it was a purpose homage. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, you think they purposely ripped it off? They were
not
like, let's
really.
Go. You know what t-shirt I really have always loved? The All That t-shirt?
Yeah, not specifically All That, but like, did they rip off that idea from someone, from some Tumblr image somewhere?
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
They do not have a creative bone in their body.
You know, so, but is it paying homage to it, or is it just stealing it? It's just stealing it.
It's straight up theft.
Yeah. So, and that's also just like not a good shirt. Like, why would I want that on my chest and body?
It's not made for us.
Do better by Nikki Cross.
Yeah. But it's not made for us.
But like,
nothing's made for us.
That's true.
It's strange that Vince McMahon is making Baron Corbin for us.
He thinks he's making
That's
Baron Corbin
so
friends.
Unusual.
He's making, but it's wrong. Like, he thinks he's doing something as a favor to someone, but it's like, why not give me, like, Elias? Like,
I want to walk with Elias.
Give me.
Why are we attracted to Elias and Baron Corbin?
What are we doing?
Is wrong with us?
I think we're sick.
We need science to step in and fix us, because this is not right.
It's not right.
You just said that out loud, and I'm like, yeah, fuck, love Elias. I'm like, why do we like these people? We should not like these people.
But I can't help it that Elias got hot.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he? Did Baron Corbin get hot?
No.
Neither did Elias. But do I want to fuck both of them? Yes. I don't know.
I think it's our aging lizard brain.
Oh, God.
That we're just like, wow, an attainable young man.
Bearded man. Not even young, like an old, rugged, bearded man. Let's do this. I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
30 squirty and barely surviving. Yeah. It's bad.
It's bad.
Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. thank you, Mill Dog, for that question. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you and your time. Mm-hmm. That shirt sucks.
Absolutely.
But
WWE hasn't put out a shirt I've liked in a really long time.
No. I feel like at one point they were on a roll with some decent shirts.
Yeah.
And then it just went downhill.
Yeah, I think they must have changed their shirt department or something.
The whole shirt department got laid off.
Yeah.
And they just hired, like, Paul Heyman and Eric Bischoff to replace them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're doing.
They're like,
yeah.
As executive director, we're going to need you to make some shirts.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. All right. That's it for Kumquat Corner. Is there anything else you don't want to talk about? I don't know where that accent just came from, but it happened.
No, we can't. We need to stop.
Today I was going to get coffee for people, and I was taking down their order, and I put in my notes tall Americano, and it autocorrected to y'all Americano.
Y'all Americano.
Like, the fuck?
That's great.
Yeah, so.
I love that.
Thanks, Siri.
Yeah.
all right, so we're good? Anything else we need to talk about? No? Okay. Thank you for listening to this wild and crazy episode of the Heels and Heels podcast.
I'm sorry. I'm sad that we already have a perfect title for this episode. Otherwise, Y'all Americano would have been great.
Yeah.
You can use it next week.
All right.
You can have two titles. It can just be like : y'all Americano.
Yeah.
Associate producer is losing his mind. Yeah. He's normally so quiet. So when I can hear him, I'm like, oh, okay. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Heels and Heels podcast. We need you to do a few things for us, please. Go to arcadeaudio.net. Check out our podcast. All the other podcasts on the network. There's a new podcast that's launching next week, I think. So that's excited. Hosted by two ladies. A lady podcast.
We love a lady podcast.
Yes. And it's about history, which I'm not good at, but might be helpful for
heel heads.
And... please also go to patreon.com/arcadeaudio. Guess what? Your girls put up an episode. It's going to make y'all real mad, but like, get in on it. We rate fast food, tier it, and then tell you what sucks. And most of you will disagree.
Guess what? Your babe sucks.
Your babe sucks. And the thing you hate, we love it. Suck our butts. Also, if you'd like to follow us on the internet, you can do so at The Heels and Heels on Twitter.
I'm at HIH Karma.
I am at HIH Carolyn.
I am at HIH Producer.
Wow.
Thank
we
you.
Really just
beautiful.
Took it down.
We did. Brought it down a notch.
Also, please, sir or ma'am,
mademoiselle.
Don't forget to go to wherever you go to listen and subscribe, rate, review. Leave us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review too. Don't be one of those like non-committal people who like just puts a star rating and then doesn't leave a comment. Like,
it's happened. Our 2-star rating.
Yeah,
they didn't even tell us our problem.
Yeah, like we can't get better or stroke our own egos if we don't get the comments with the star rating. So
yes,
we really need both. They go hand in hand. So 5 stars for buttholes.
Yeah.
5 stars for 30 squirty and barely surviving. Let us know. Are you squirty, flirty, dirty, girthy? Let us know in the comments.
Don't let us know if you're girthy.
Why not? Tell us if you're girthy.
I am proud of you.
I'm proud of you and your girth.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if it'll pass iTunes filters, but try anyway.
I feel like girth isn't a bad word.
No.
It can mean a lot of things.
It could mean so many things.
Most of them gross, but like also sometimes not.
Yeah.
It's girth.
It's girth.
Girth is girth. Don't dirty my girth.
Exactly. Exactly.
Why is this happening?
We're girth stands now.
Big fan of girth.
Yeah.
Jesus, we're going to get in trouble. Why are we like this? Why are we these people?
I think we're doing great.
We're doing amazing.
We're doing amazing.
We're amazing. Y'all Americano.
Y'all Americano. Why would your phone correct it to that?
I don't
you
know.
You never type y'all.
I've never typed y'all in my life.
I always get y'all auto-corrected when I'm trying to say something else.
You're like, stop.
I like, talk. Talk always gets auto-corrected to y'all.
To y'all?
Yeah.
iPhone is really pushing middle America on us.
Big time. Fuck off, iTunes. Yeah. Apple? What did I say? iTunes?
I don't know.
Siri? I don't know. Knock it off.
Yeah.
We need a rating and review. Isn't this great?
Yes.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
We're on top of it.
We are.
All right. Wow. Okay. Well, we did it. Thank you. We just want to let you know that we love you, and it's important that you tell people that you love them. And also, don't forget to fart with reckless abandon. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my god. 30 squirty and barely surviving? How did that? Why was that what I. Why did I say that?
I can't control how you feel about yourself and your own body.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.